Chapel Hill resident Jeff Green said several candidate signs he's placed along the median near his house have mysteriously disappeared over the past few weeks.
I'm not sure who's going around doing this or why they're doing it, but you know, it does appear people do take signs, and they're taking everybody's signs as far as I can tell.
While Green said he doesn't think the theft of his signs is particularly unusual, he does think this is something that impacts every candidate.
I've heard from multiple candidates who aren't necessarily aligned on the issues that their signs are vanishing. From my perspective, it's not a particular viewpoint or a particular candidate that's being targeted. It's everybody. And, you know, it sort of puzzles me why people do this.
Other residents think there's been an uptick in stolen signs this year as compared to years past. Chapel Hill resident Will Raymond has been helping put up election signs for the past 20 years. He said he believes three candidates' signs have been more specifically targeted than others this election season.
This year, the just how methodical, cleanly, and targeted this has been, and that's just a true shame for our community. It doesn't reflect our community values. For God's sake, it's only for 30 days. I mean, it's our democracy. It's our First Amendment, and it's just a shame that there are people in our community who just think it's fine that they can do this.
Per North Carolina law, stealing, defacing, vandalizing, or unlawfully removing political signs is a Class 3 misdemeanor. Identified cases, however, rarely ever land in the local criminal courts.
In candor, it does not happen all that much. I can recall two in the last 5 years. Two times that it's been that Class 3 misdemeanor specifically about defacing or destroying signs.
That was Jeff Neiman, the assistant district attorney for Orange and Chatham County. He said stealing or defacing candidate signs can land residents with more than just a Class 3 misdemeanor charge and a fine.
If you went onto somebody's private land and stole or defaced a sign, you could be charged with either second-degree trespassing or first-degree trespassing. And for that, you could get up to 60 days in jail, be the maximum punishment if you had a significant prior record. Also, obviously, all the way down to possibly a fine.
Additionally, since candidate signs can be considered property, those who deface such property can be charged with injury to personal property, a Class 2 misdemeanor that could lead to 60 days in jail. It could also be considered a Class 1 misdemeanor if the value of the sign destroyed was worth more than $200. That could lead up to 120 days in jail.
And then there's actually one more that I'm thinking of. You could, if you were to go on somebody's private property and steal the sign, you could possibly be charged with misdemeanor larceny. That's a Class 1 misdemeanor, 120 days, maximum possible punishment.
Neiman said all of the years he's lived in Chapel Hill, he doesn't remember a single election cycle where signs being defaced or removed hasn't been an issue. However, with the rise of social media and the age of technology, he does think there's a better chance for citizens to help law enforcement identify perpetrators. This could mean using Ring doorbells to help keep a watchful eye over property, or simply being a good community member.
Frankly, it's not helping your candidate by doing it. In my experience, there's usually a negative backlash to it. It usually looks bad for the opposing candidate or candidates. It's self-defeating, and so I would just say generally, whether or not you end up getting charged with a crime, it's still just not right. Please don't do it.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.